When it comes to internet crimes, the sending of bulk email, or spam, has got to be among the most annoying and least often prosecuted. Now the state of Virginia has decided to do something about that and just passed the toughest anti-spam law in the nation. It would impose jail time, even seize spammers' assets. But as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, it still might not be enough to stop the flood of get-rich-quick schemes that wind up in your inbox.
Governor Mark R. Warner signed the bill yesterday at the Virginia headquarters of America Online. The nation's largest internet service provider has fielded millions of complaints from angry subscribers over spam. Warner said Virginia needs to take responsibility for unsolicited bulk email advertisements.
Since over half the internet traffic in the world passes through Northern Virginia, we've got MCI and AOL and a host of other internet service providers and data network collectors. I mean, I think it's very appropriate that Virginia have the toughest law, and I think this law will end up being a model for the rest of the country.
Virginia law imposes up to 5 years of jail time for sending spam and empowers authorities to seize spammers' assets. Almost 30 states have passed some sort of law that attempts to counter spam, with varying degrees of success.
On a scale of poor to excellent, I'd say poor.
Professor Jonathan Zittrain co-directs the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. He says introducing dramatic penalties may help raise public awareness, but he says it's difficult for a state to take action against spamming, partly because it's a global phenomenon.
It's so easy for a spammer to both cloak an identity and be quite remote from the jurisdiction that's complaining about it, so it's just really hard to bring the levers of enforcement to bear against a spammer. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try, but at the state level, this is a difficult problem.
Beyond state laws, there have been plenty of efforts to regulate the internet by the private sector. Zittrain points to spam vigilantes.
They keep lists of alleged spammers or people who contribute to spam, and others who run email servers subscribe to those lists. And what it means is, if you are identified as a spammer, right or wrong, by one of these groups, you may find that much of your email or other internet activities simply won't function anymore.
On the federal level, several anti-spam bills will likely be introduced in the coming year. California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren is sponsoring a bill she hopes will address spam's global reach. And her bill will, in effect, replace the vigilante model with private bounty hunters.
They're going to track down the spamsters, turn them in to the FTC, and get 20% of the fine.
Lofgren has a good idea of who would do this kind of work.
I'm busy. I don't have time to do that, but I have an 18-year-old son, and I bet you my 18-year-old son would have time to do it. So I strategically sort of think of this as unleashing the 18-year-olds of America on the spamsters, and I will bet on our 18-year-olds any day.
The different forces converging on spam, private and public, concern Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain.
There are a number of people who are skeptical about the law intruding into the internet space. They worry that, you know, once Washington or even the state-level legislators get involved, we'll be headed to a much more regulated internet and one in which freedoms could be curtailed.
But Zittrain says that in the absence of legislation, spam will continue to spiral out of control. By some estimates, spam will soon account for over half of all emails sent in the United States. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.